And here we are, guys. May the 2nd, 2007. Can't believe we're still here. Bush hasn't blown the planet up yet. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. You're on with your host, Charles Giuliani. Got a great show lined up for you today. Our guest today is going to be Maria Heller. Many of you, I'm sure, already know who that is. She's a major mover and shaker of the 9/11 Truth Movement. Going to have her on for the full 2 hours today, ripping the lid off of this biggest scam in American history. Before we do that, just a couple of quick announcements. Once again, a reminder, we're here, we're offering here at Republic Broadcasting Network, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo, excellent DVD. If you want to wake people up to the New World Order and the hidden agenda behind, pretty much everything these days, they've got everything hijacked, our education system, our media. But particularly what he focuses on there is the emerging police state, the Federal Reserve, and the income tax. Those are two issues, by the way, the Federal Reserve and the income tax, that are very rarely addressed in videos of this nature. Even ones that, you know, talk about the New World Order. They'll just touch on it lightly. In fact, even more controversial is the income tax. There are some that do mention the Federal Reserve, but they entirely ignore the fraudulent nature of the income tax. So that's a great DVD for opening people up to that. $19.95 plus $4.95 postage and handling. You can get that by going to republicbroadcasting.org, or you can call the toll-free number 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. And again, a reminder, I'm offering my two books on CD, The New World Disorder, and Piercing the Fog of 9/11. They're both on one CD for $10, and that includes shipping and handling. And you can get that by writing to me, Charlie Giuliani, at 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. Again, 39 Fruit, Milford, Mass., 01757. They're also available in printed form. Currently, until I get bulk orders, my cost is pretty high, so I'm only able to offer them right now at $30 each. But it's both of them are absolutely packed with information. The New World Disorder book is 8.5 by 11 format. It's almost 300 pages, loaded with references in the back. I hate tooting my own horn, but it's one of the most comprehensive coverages of the subject. I wrote it that way on that, you know, for that purpose, to cover all the major topics: Zionism, the hijacking of organized religion, hijacking of our education system, banking, the media, you name it. I cover the Kennedy assassination. I touch on 9/11 in a substantial detail. Weather modification, you name it, it's there. And you know, the 9/11 book is loaded with colored pictures, documentation, galore, references in the back. Those are being offered for $30 a piece, again, and that includes shipping and handling. All right. Once again, our guest is Maria Heller. We're going to be talking about 9/11, some of the recent developments, discussing this massive fraud, this major cover-up, how the official story is absolutely indefensible. Once you take a close look at it, it just crumbles to dust quicker than the Two Towers. You know, the story is designed to appeal to the gullible masses that don't know their hind parts from their elbow, that have not looked into it, that just accept blindly what the controlled media tells them. Fortunately, that trend seems to be changing in this country. A great many Americans no longer trust the media. There's been, in the past few years, a 60% loss of viewing audience with television news, and a 40% loss of the readership of the printed press. So this is a great trend. Let's hope it continues. People are waking up. And as they do that, I think that's got a lot to do with people turning away from believing the official 9/11 story. So stick with us. We'll be right back with Maria Heller.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Y'all a bunch of crazy conspiracy nuts. Our government will never do anything like that. Especially under George Bush. He's a man of God.
Yeah, whatever.
Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charles Giuliani. And we have on the line with us today, as our guest, I should say, Maria Heller. Maria, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Charles. Good to be here.
All right. It's a great thing that's happening in the country right now, isn't it? We're seeing a massive awakening. People are snapping out of it. They're getting out of their comas. Exponentially, the amount of people believing 9/11 at least to be something that the government allowed to happen, if not made happen, is just rapidly increasing, I've noticed, in just the past year or two.
Absolutely. Thank God. It's about time.
Yeah, right on. I've been on the Pal Talk chat forum, paltalk.com, for years now, going back before 9/11. And I've been on there pretty much on a daily basis, plugging this thing, pretty much since day one. I mean, I knew right away in my mind that it was an inside job. It was just a matter of time of gathering the evidence. But just on Pal Talk, I've seen a tremendous awakening. You know, most people thought me crazy and a few others like me, ah, you're a bunch of nut jobs, and now, most of those people have come around and said, you know, I got to apologize. You were right.
Right, absolutely. Well, who wanted to be right, though?
Right, exactly.
That's the thing.
Right. But
you know, some people think we were, you know, had some kind of secret agenda for wanting to be right about this, but no American wanted to be right about 9/11.
Yeah, I've always told people, you know, Prove me wrong, please. Show me evidence that I'm wrong. Refute my points. I want to be proven wrong. I don't want to be right about this, you know. I don't want this world to be that evil, but unfortunately, it is.
No, absolutely. And we're involved in two illegal wars as a result of the lies of 9/11.
Yeah, that's what I always try to remind people. It's not just the Iraq war that we were lied into. The Afghan war, in fact, you've got Robert Mueller, the director of the FBI, who admitted that there's no connection. They haven't found any connection between Afghanistan and 9/11.
All right, absolutely. The only connection I see is that both countries kicked out the central bank and both countries wanted to trade in euros instead of U.S. dollars.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's the connection.
Yeah. And, you know, like I like to point out, too, do you think it's an accident that we have such high gas and oil prices right now, now that they've removed two of the major competitors in the market?
Of course not. And it's all market manipulation because ExxonMobil posted, again, their largest profit ever this quarter.
And there's
war profiteers. Our oil companies are war profiteers.
And we all know that the Bushes and the Condoleezzas and Cheney and the Rumsfeld, they're all oil tycoons. They all have investments in these companies.
Absolutely. You can tell by their hairdos. They got plenty of oil.
Yeah, right. And there's Bush giving over the deal for Iraq's oil to ExxonMobil, a Rockefeller company at that.
Of course. No surprise.
It's so obvious.
I think they're very predictable.
Yeah. Anyway, we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves. I wanted to first get a little background. I'm always interested to know people in the 9/11 Truth Movement, how they came to this understanding. Were you aware of government corruption before, or was 9/11 your wake-up call?
Oh, well, I was born and raised in New York, so I can tell you I was aware of government corruption probably by the time I was old enough to read. And watching the whole story on 9/11, having been someone that worked in the World Trade Center, you know, in and out of those buildings, somebody that knows there's no way you have flights that only are quarter full on a Monday morning in New York City, the airspace that they're not supposed to travel in, the fact the buildings blew to dust in seconds. I mean, of course, anybody with half a brain would look at that and say, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Exactly. Now, did you know right away on the day, or at least suspect that this was something?
Well, when I saw it on TV, like most people did, I immediately got a stomach ache, and I said, "Please, Lord, let me be wrong." And I worked at the time with a genius named Mark Elsis in Florida. His website is, I believe, it's 911standdown.net. He called me that same afternoon, and he had figured out the entire timeline that they gave us and what a lie it was. So because of my show, I have a lot of experts that were, you know, right on it, I mean, immediately. So, you know, and the more we learn, of course, the worse it gets. That's the way I see it. It's like every day you say, can it get any worse? And of course it does.
Yeah, I remember I was driving into work. I heard it on the radio that, you know, about the first tower being hit. And I'm like, you know, at first I thought it was an accident. You know, I'm like, wow, that's really freaky, you know. But then when I get to work and I find out the second one was hit, I'm like, oh, yeah, here we go.
Right. Let's not forget watching for a solid hour while those planes are going towards the Pentagon and absolutely nothing was done. You know, any hip-hop kid on the streets of Brooklyn could have figured out how to stop that plane with all that time.
Yeah, that's the biggest scandal right there. I mean, the truth is, there should have been no need of the towers getting hit, you know, that you can have an intercept or a shoot down anywhere over North American airspace within 5 minutes. This is what most people don't realize, how ridiculous this is. I mean,
well,
these are the people.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, the other thing was, you know, it flew right over, you know, a nuclear power plant. If it was a real terrorist attack, why wouldn't they have hit that power plant? They would have taken out four states forever.
Yeah, what is it, Indian Point or something
like
that?
Indian Point, right.
Yeah, exactly. But certainly, there's no excuse for Flight 77. This is after the two towers were hit. As a matter of fact, I like what Myers said. He was asked, you know, when they were interviewing him for his appointment as the chairman. He was acting chairman that morning, and then later they're interviewing him. And they asked him about that, and his response was so pathetic.
He said, well, all their responses, they all
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, I don't know if you're aware of or if you've interviewed anyone from Pilots for 9/11 Truth, and your listeners need to check out that website, Pilots for 9/11 Truth. I believe it's .org. But they've got a
excellent
great film out just on the ridiculousness of Flight 77 and what we were told.
Right. I mean, this just, but, you know, Meyer's response was, well, you hate to admit it, but it was initially pretty confusing. Sure, the two towers were just hitting New York, but we didn't know what to make of this. I was on the phone with several other government offices, and we were trying to come up with a plan how to deal with this, and we were trying to tie it together as to whether or not there was a connection here. Like, first of all, like, he didn't know. He used to work for NORAD. He helped draft up the emergency management plans.
Right.
But you're going to tell me that that would be their priority? Well, let's decide if there's a connection here first.
Well, you got to look at what was the priority of hitting the Pentagon. First of all, they hit the side that was just supposedly reinforced. It happens a day after Rumsfeld said the Pentagon lost $3 trillion. And it hits, conveniently enough, where the bookkeeping and the computers with the proof was.
And,
so,
of course,
lucky strike.
And a section where there's no important staff located either. There's some master planning for you right there.
Right. So
master planners, they call them.
Absolutely. I like to call them master baiters, but hey, radio.
And then, you know, how about this? Their targets were New York, so they hijacked planes up in Boston. If they were master planners, you're going to tell me they didn't know that you could have an intercept within 5 minutes and that would allow way too much time for an intercept?
Right. Well, you know, if you watch the film that the pilots for 9/11 Truth did, you see that Flight 77 had a clear shot on the Pentagon. There was no reason for them to go all the way around.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, what was the deal with all that, you know, twists and turns, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I'll tell you what I think happened with that plane. There's a bunch of theories, but my personal take on that is that it was shot down. In fact, there was three reports live on 9/11. I heard one of them myself, that a third, this was the third known hijacked plane at the time, this just in, CBS reported, a third hijacked plane has gone down somewhere over either West Virginia or Kentucky. We're not sure yet the exact location. We don't know why it crashed, but we do have confirmation that a third plane has crashed. You never heard anything more about this crashed plane again.
No, of course not. Well, first of all, there's no proof whatsoever that a plane hit the Pentagon. A missile, I could understand. If you remember, Donald Rumsfeld immediately said, I was in the building when the missile hit.
Right.
And then if you look at Barbara Honegger's work on 9/11, she says that there were bombs that went off and killed a few people inside the Pentagon before whatever hit it, something like 10 minutes before.
There were already bodies
all over the place.
Yeah, there was a Pentagon official around the corner from where it was hit, and he said, I knew it was a bomb of some kind, or I thought it was a bomb because I could smell the cordite.
Right.
And, you know, there was some recently released footage, I'm sure you saw this, of the Pentagon live that morning. It was after the building was hit. There was apparently bombs going off afterwards, too. The camera was rolling, and, you know, the news commentator is talking, and all of a sudden you see this big plume rising up, and you can hear, in conjunction with it, this big boom. It's like a bomb. You know, you can see this fire and smoke plume rising up. So clearly
Absolutely. Something.
Well, I mean, you know,
look at all the reports. I'm sure you've seen Loose Change and 9/11 Mysteries. How many reporters were saying, there goes another bomb. There's a third bomb going off. There's a fourth bomb going off in the Trade Tower.
Sure, yeah.
You know, but those stories went away the same way they did when Oklahoma City bombing happened. You know, there were upwards of four bombs there, but of course nobody remembers that in history.
Another crime scene that was quickly cleaned up without proper examination, or any examination for that matter.
Well, that was practice. That's all that was practice.
And who was present there? The boys at Controlled Demolition Incorporated.
Well, yeah, Controlled Demolition got that job and got the job on the Trade Towers. What a lucky break for them.
Hey, did you know, I found this myself about a year and a half ago. I was on their website, Controlled Demolition, Inc. I was trying to look for maybe if they had some video clips of demolition jobs they've done in the past, you know, to make some comparisons with the World Trade Center. And I saw government on the left side of the screen, you know, so I clicked on it. I'm like, that sounds interesting. I wonder what that's all about. And at the top of the page, DOD is seen, Department of Defense. I'm like, wow, this is getting even more interesting. What are they going to have the DOD on here for? And in the paragraph, they boast that we have the years of experience and expertise that qualify us to contract with the Pentagon for handling sensitive domestic projects.
Right.
Whoa.
Well, you know what? You can see that, Charles, in Sophia of Small Storms movie, 9/11 Mysteries. And if you haven't seen it, you should see it. It's 9/11mysteries.com. How
yeah,
she got the footage
excellent.
From Controlled Demolition, I have no idea. But she did a great job putting that together in that film. So, you know, once you see it, there's no way you can believe the official story, because the official story is the conspiracy theory.
You know, I've seen that, and I don't remember the footage from Control. She got it from Control Demolition?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of it in there.
I understand there's a new version. Is that is something new with the new version, or was that in the original?
No, it was the original version she sent.
Wow. You know what? I got to watch that again. It's been a while since I've seen it. All right, stick with us, folks. We'll be right back here on Truth Hurts Radio.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
The terrorists who attacked us on 9/11 did so because they hate our freedoms. That's why I passed the Patriot Act, to take your freedoms away, so they won't have reason to want to attack us. Yeah, that's it. That's right. And our good president, aren't you glad I stole that election? I'm such a good dictator.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Want to remind our listeners, if you want to call in, number is 800-313-9443. Again, the call-in number, toll-free, 800-313-9443. Again, our guest is Maria Heller. We're talking about the 9/11 fraud. That's all it was from the word go. There wasn't one aspect of that entire day's events that will stand up to close scrutiny. Not one bit of truth to any of it. So, again, before the break, Maria, we were talking about Flight 77 and the fact that it didn't hit the Pentagon.
Right. Well, you had so many people that witnessed smaller planes or missile-like planes there, you know, but nobody really witnessed the big plane, you know, that the Earth managed to swallow up a couple of planes that day, and the first time in human history.
Oh, don't concern yourself with such petty little details. Just accept the thing. It's the way it happened. You got to love those initial pictures that were taken that morning before the collapse, you know, before the front part of the building collapsed.
Well, you know, I was remembering that the first news reports said that reporters were not allowed on the sides or back of the trade towers. So the only pictures we have are the ones they were allowed to take. So
oh,
it
sure.
was controlled from the get-go.
And then Giuliani perpetuated that, passed an ordinance forbidding people from taking pictures. You know, I was there about a year and a half later. By that time, pretty much everything had been cleaned up. But even at that point, they still had the area surrounded with a giant fortress fence, must have been 60 feet high. And it was lined on the inside with this white screen mesh, very fine knitted mesh that you could barely see through. In other words, they wanted to make sure that if you did violate that ordinance and take pictures, you weren't going to get very clear pictures at all. They didn't want you seeing what was in that.
Right, and let's not forget that that thing was steaming hot like a volcanic eruption for several months after the event.
December 19th is when they put out the last pockets of fire.
Right, and, you know, I've talked to and interviewed some of the rescue workers that were there. And there isn't a one of them that'll say that it wasn't, you know, explosives used there.
Oh, they know. They know. Of course, they were also put on, you know, gag order, so.
Well, yeah, like some of the fire marshals that weren't allowed to talk. So,
yeah.
You know, this is America. And, you know, I spell it now, instead of the C, I throw in three Ks.
Yeah, right. You know, it's interesting when you realize that the fires in both the towers were burning at the very, you know, near the top levels.
Well, the smoke was coming out of the top of the building and the bottom at the same time. You know, don't forget to do a controlled demolition. They got to blow the basement, so it has rubble has somewhere to fall.
Right. But I'm saying, according to the official story, the fires were the cause of the collapse, and the fires were, you know, limited to the top floors, right?
Right.
So my point is, when the buildings... Oh, I know. We'll get to that in a second about the basement explosion. But my point is, when the buildings came down, first of all, any fires that were burning in there, you know, near the areas of impact, should have been snuffed out by the mere force of the collapse of the towers.
Right. Well, do you remember an old movie called Towering Inferno?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know? If you remember in that movie and, you know, the fire that happened several months later in Spain, fires will burn a building, but they'll never bring down a steel structure. But on 9/11,
right.
You know, all laws of science were suspended for a day.
Yeah, that was the Windsor building there. That sucker was completely gutted out. Every floor was ablaze. They didn't even bother trying to put it out. They just let it
burn
itself
out. Right, and, you know, common sense is, you know, fire burns up, not down.
Right.
So, you know, the whole thing, you know, it's a made-for-the-masses movie. It was propaganda. It was mass hypnosis to change the mass consciousness, and everybody bought it.
And the fact that, you know, from the top down, the buildings collapsed at the same rate. There was no structural damage or fire damage done to 75% of both of those towers. And the fact that 75% of those towers collapsed as readily as the top sections, you can't even explain the top sections collapsing, but certainly not the rest of the buildings that didn't have their structural integrity compromised at all.
Right, and collapsing in 10 seconds. Let's not leave that out, defying the law of gravity.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Okay, so, well, we'll hold that thought, and we'll pick it up from there when we get back with Maria Heller, guys. Stick with us.
Your
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Brother Muslims, go to joinalqaeda.com. Join Al-Qaeda today, and Allah will bless you. You will be able to crash into buildings and be alive to talk about it the next day. Walk by surveillance cameras and not have your picture taken. Trust me, Allah will bless you in ways you can't imagine. Go to joinalqaeda.com today. Thank you, brothers. All right. That was our special service announcement from one of our big sponsors here. You're back with Truth Hurts. This is Charles Giuliani. Our guest is Maria Heller. We're talking about the fraud of 9/11. We actually have a guest caller, John from Oklahoma. I guess he actually worked in the Alfred P. Mura building, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, John? You there?
I was there from time to time. You better believe it.
Wow.
First of all, so I'm new to you people. I actually got you by mistake trying to get to another Patriot program, and I listened for a moment, and you're definitely in my camp.
Excellent. Well, welcome. Glad you found
us. This was a great mistake, and I'm so happy it happened.
It's great how things work that way and sometimes in life when you don't expect them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, what
I was a police officer in Oklahoma throughout the 80s into the 90s. I can tell you so many things that didn't add up that we slept through that bring you to where you're at today and what you're talking about. Things that you could see, but you couldn't put your finger on, and if you talked about it, people thought you were nuts.
Yeah.
Now, going to the Murrah building, I lost friends there. And when it first came out, I kind of bought the story. I don't buy the story. And here's why. There is documented evidence from the FBI that those two clowns, Nichols and whatever the other guy's name, I forgot, I'm kind of fired up. They are the most photographed with Muhammad Atta in history. Nichols married a woman in the Philippines set up by Muhammad Atta. The History Channel has run an expose on this. The FBI agents who talked about this are, in fact, some are in jail. So there is information out there. I believe it was set up completely.
Well, like all these things, it's designed to appeal to the masses that just accept what they're told, that don't look into it. As long as you don't look into it, it sounds good. The minute you start looking under the rug, though, at those lumps, it just crumbles to dust. Is it?
I think it ties into TWA 800. This has been a cabal.
That's another one, yeah.
To go right straight into, for us, immediately, the North American Union, and secondarily, the New World Order. I believe those are true.
You know, there's a really good book called Terrorism and Tyranny. The author is James Bovard. He goes through a lot of these terror incidents over the past couple decades or three decades. And the USS Cole and, you know, on and on. And every single one of them, government fingerprints are all over the thing. You know, if they're not doing it, they're letting it happen and then lying and covering it up because they're the ones that gain all the time from these things. They get more funding.
It's a useful cause.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something that they can use to further their agenda, to help with the people.
Exactly. You know, the 93 bombing. Feel free, Maria, to cut in there anytime.
Well, I mean, if you want to really start where it started, you got to go all the way back in history to the Rothschilds' control when Lincoln was president.
Absolutely.
And if you don't understand who controls our money, you don't understand who controls our country.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
When you get, yeah, okay, was any more points, or?
Well, yeah, I think there was another one that he hit on, too, when we're talking the history part. How come in history we never really talk about Robert Kennedy and the Islamic fascist attack on his life that was successful?
Well, if you tuned into my show, you would know that I've made constant comparisons between the Kennedy assassinations and September the 11th. It was the same factions behind both of them. You have to understand, these people never fall off task. They've been on task for decades.
The military-industrial complex.
Well, you have three very big lobbies that run this country. The military-industrial complex, the oil complex, and, of course, the Israeli lobby.
Sure.
And if you don't look at all three of them, you don't really understand the whole picture. You know, 9/11 is not the whole picture. It's just a symptom of it.
It's a tiny portion.
Exactly.
You know, while we're on the topic of your radio show, Maria, why don't you go ahead and mention your website and your radio program?
Okay. Well, it's been there forever, probably since the beginning of audio on the net. My website is maria.net, M-E-R-I-A, .net. And I have sections on all the different topics I talk about. So if you were to go and look under the category list, you would hit on 9/11 and see that I probably have at least, I want to say roughly maybe 100 shows there with the best people that have come out on 9/11. But I also cover the New World Order. I cover Zionism. I cover Israel. I cover the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor reserve. There's just so much, you know. I've done some public speaking lately at different conferences, and you know, you got to look at 1913 as a big year for America because that was the start of the Federal Reserve, and then in 1947 with the advent of the National Security Agency, it was all over but the shouting. So until we learn our history and then we learn our foreign policy, nothing is going to change.
You're incredible.
John, tell me, are you still in touch? You're not with the police department anymore, right?
No, I am out of it officially, but I am in touch all over the country.
Do you see an awakening with the police there in Oklahoma? Are they pretty much aware now that that was, in fact, highly suspicious?
I see absolute resistance to accept the truth, but the truth is hanging.
Yeah.
There is a resistance, and I think, unfortunately, for us, but also at the same time, it's going to bring about a benefit. This North American Union is waking people up to understand that what they are being told and what they see is not the fact. And I think law enforcement in general really is a trusting bunch.
Well, the North American Union, you know, that's been in the works for a long time. I covered that on my show 5 years ago. I put a book out on it 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah, they're planning this a long time ago.
Right, so it's amazing to me that people seem to just be discovering it. But I think, Charles, that it's a result of people like you and myself that have started this ball rolling years ago.
In 92, I got a leaked draft of the NAFTA agreement. And I started on that one, and I've been yelling about this since 92, being called an idiot.
Well, the Bush-Clinton dynasty has sold us all up the river.
Absolutely. Yeah.
More harm has been done to this country by the Bushes single-handedly than anyone else. Daddy Bush with his 12 years, and I do mean 12 years, he was the real president during the Reagan years, and now with Junior, single-handedly they have created the bulk of our debt, for example, has come from under them.
Bush Sr. with his shadow government of the CIA as well.
Well, but their plan has been to break the bank of the United States, and we've been bankrupt since the Federal Reserve went into play.
Good grief.
I think Bush has done us all a favor because he's such an idiot that he's brought everything out. I mean, it's like every day they're getting busted for something else or breaking the Constitution on something else, and I think he's done us all a favor to wake us up to the evil that's been happening for the past 50 years in this country.
Yeah,
very true.
The iceberg has finally surfaced, and nobody can deny it anymore. It's too blatantly obvious.
It's too big. It's in the end.
Yeah. So, John, you're aware of, you know, obviously there were more than one bomb that went off there. As a matter of fact, the local media, isn't it interesting? When these things happen, you pay attention to what the local news says, and then you compare that with what the national news is saying about it, and it's totally different, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, yes, the national news is just a mouthpiece for the Pentagon.
Yeah, literally.
So, you know, people that are listening, you know, I'll suggest to your listeners the same thing I do mine. If you're paying for newspapers or you're paying for television, they don't really care how much you don't like the One World Order because they have your money.
Yeah.
So you need to start supporting independent media because we're all that's left. We are the only thing standing between total fascism and what used to be America.
100% correct.
These parasites suck off of us, and then they use the money that they've sucked off of us to enslave us. It's just it's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling.
Rosie O'Donnell was right when she said, it's frightening, she says. If you want to find out what's going on here or abroad, you've got to look at the foreign press. You can't trust American media. They lie. Boy, that was great.
Absolutely.
I think that's
but, you know, she came out and they tried to shut her down. I mean, that's America.
Sure. Yeah. But, you know, I think that statement was even more significant than what she said about World Trade Center 7. She was even criticizing her own network.
Well, that was another mystery how that building just came down. And, you know, anybody that has a half a brain knows that was a controlled demolition, which takes weeks to set up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, then, you know, we all watch buildings come down, that, you know, in free fall, faster than free fall. And
right.
They would have had to have been laced with charges in order for that to come down.
No question about it. Hey, John, do you have any more points? We got some more people here waiting on the line.
No, you go right ahead. I just want to say thank you. And if anybody's seen the video of Building 7 and the interviews of the firemen that were involved, there can be no question.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's one of the big, big smoking guns of 9/11. There's no getting around that one.
You can't get around it. You can't chop it off. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Keep up the work.
Thank you. All right, we have, we'll go to another call here. We got Paul in Delaware. Paul, welcome to Truth Hurts. You're on the line.
How you doing, gentlemen? I'm calling in. Now, Rosie O'Donnell, one thing you mentioned her, you know, the thing about this, you got to be very aware. And I know that it looks like Rosie O'Donnell's waking up. She might be waking up, or this could be I hate to sound conspiratorial, but you got to keep your eye on these people. They're very sophisticated. Rosie O'Donnell might be trying to give some 9/11 awareness just so she could draw some people into her cult group, I would call it, because there's so many. There's, you know what I've realized? Let me just plug something real quick. My MySpace, myspace.com/awakenfree. And if anyone there is looking to really get educated, I've got a powerful MySpace there, Awaken Free. Now, regarding these kind of people, I've been in this movement for like 12 years. And so that's another reason why people should listen to me. I'm not part of any cult group. I don't have a bunch of beliefs. I don't think it's the Catholics. I don't think it's the Jews. I don't think it's, you know what I found out? There's so many different groups that think it's this, that, and the third, and they don't understand it's just another level in this circular pyramid. Now, what I would say...
Clearly, I mean, we're dealing with monstrous corruption, regardless who, you know, what finger you want to point at who. There's corruption, period. I mean, it's there. It's in your face. You can't deny it, you know?
The most corrupt thing I've seen, and let me tell you in 12 years what I have found, I have watched these individuals. I have watched these individuals from the day they came on the scene. I don't really like to say names because people get mad because I talk about their cult leaders. But I've seen them go from not talking about certain things and saying that it's bad and then shifting right into meditation and New World Orderism. I mean, I think I should, just to warn people, and they're going to get really, really mad about it, because you hear about this patriot infighting. Let me tell you something. Any day, any time, anywhere, I would love. There's not going to be patriot infighting because I'm going to knock them out with one punch. So you won't have to worry about spending a lot of airtime. But these people like Horowitz and Ike and even Alex Jones, and there's many others. You know when you, here's what you know. You know when you've got someone that's really doing something is when you see results. I've been listening to talk radio for many, many years now. You know what? I'm still dealing with the same problem because I'm dealing with cult leaders and cult members waiting for a savior, whether it's George Bush or Len Horowitz or David Icke. I've actually heard people say, and I just heard someone say just recently, that we're the only thing standing between them and the New World Order. Let me tell you what. If these people don't wake up and realize their potential, you keep on waiting on a savior and see what's going to happen to you. And regarding these Christians, I hate to talk about Christians, but I can because I was a Christian for many years, and I went to a Christian boarding school, and let me tell you something, I could talk about it if I wanted to, but the bottom line is these Christians have an outlook as well as the UFO people, and as well as all and the Len Horowitz cult group. They all say at the end of their lectures that there's nothing you can do about it. It's the alien in another dimension. Or Len Horowitz, seek heaven outside of Earth. Stop looking for heaven on Earth. Let me tell you what.
I hear what you're saying, but in all fairness, not all Christians are like that. You know,
you're right, sir. I'm not bulking them all up.
Right, right. A lot of them, though, you're right. Most of them, in fact, are just so programmed that, you know, this is all part of the system. Let's face it, organized religion's been hijacked. And the religious pulpit is every bit as controlling as the political pulpit. They work hand in hand.
Well, we're going to do something about it.
They play a factor just like the media does in dumbing people down. All the education.
You know, I have to interject. You know,
sure.
To call people cult leaders or cult groups, in order for a cult to exist, you have to have people that are followers and not leaders. And unfortunately, most people choose to follow instead of lead.
Right. Right.
Because it's easier for them.
Everybody
until everybody gets proactive and actually realizes that being part of living on this earth means to be involved in what's going on. Being a citizen is more than just voting once every 4 years. Nothing will change because people
elections.
Need to stop being sheeple. And as
right.
long as they're going to follow this person or that person, you know, I make it very clear on my show. I'm no angel. I'm no saint. I don't want any followers. All I'm doing is educating people. If other people's ego gets in the way of that, well, then you have to say, who are these people that get sucked into them and become their followers? You know, Jim Jones had followers, too.
Let me explain something about cult groups really quick, because you know what? I've been doing this for 12 years, and 6 years into my research is when I started realizing that cult groups are part of the problem. Now, here's, you know, people hear this word cult group, and all of a sudden they think of some fringe religious group. They don't understand that a political party, whether you're left or right, you're in a cult group. And let me just break it down for you real quick. On a global scale, this interconnected Russian doll global cult network, you have many countries. You have the country of Russia, who have their intelligent cult group and their cult members, and they're all pro for Russia, or they're all pro for China, or they're all pro for America. Now, within that cult group, you have two political parties, for instance, even more than two, but these people, even though they're in a political cult group and they look at the other group as the stupid ones that are keeping the benefits from coming and the world being a better place, inside each of those groups are numerous cult groups. Say on the right-hand side, the right side, you'll have an evolutionist linked up with a Christian conservative, linked up with a Buddhist conservative, linked up with, all these kind of things. And what we have here are cult members. Now, what is a cult member? A cult member is a person who lives a life of belief, not facts and documentation and logic. It's all about, I believe it's the Christians. I believe, you know what, all these people, I heard these people say it's the Jews of 9/11. I've yet to see, now I've heard some, I've seen some very convincing stuff, but I've yet to see the total link up of Jews behind 9/11 as much as I keep on hearing that on these radio shows.
Tell you what, Paul, stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Thank you.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action! In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Upon hearing about the first plane hitting the first tower, I responded immediately by putting our nation's military on alert.
Yeah, right, George. You didn't even respond immediately after the second tower was hit, you lying fraud artist.
All right, guys, we're laying it on the line here at True Threats Radio. your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Maria Heller on as our guest. And we have Paul calling in from Delaware. I just wanted to mention another thing that really frustrates me is this labels thing. That's another hallmark of cultism. The cult of politics, the cult of religion, whatever cult you're talking about, they all have that same endemic blind loyalty. You know, if you're a liberal, you're going to go by what the liberal candidate says or the liberal president. It doesn't matter if he's totally contradictory to what the party ideology is. You know, if this guy says he's a Christian, Bush is a Christian, Christians follow along. It doesn't matter that he's torturing. Forget, you know, turn the other cheek thing. He's torturing. It doesn't matter. He says he's a Christian, so I'm going to rally behind him. I mean, these people are just mindless drones.
Well, but they have followers. Because it's easier to be a follower than to do the homework and get out there yourself.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So one of my guests had said, you know, and it's not a new quote, Americans get the government they deserve.
Well, you know, part of the reason why they're followers is because day in and day out, they're, you know, even it's like an echo even amongst the cult groups themselves. And like I said, this is an interconnected cult group. So even though there might be a cult member from, say, you know, some other cult group, you know, they might say to the person, well, there's nothing you can do about it. And I'm sick of hearing that word, there's nothing you can do about it. First, they won't admit there's a problem. Then when you paint them into a corner, then they'll say, oh, yeah, but there's nothing you can do about it. And the reason being is because that's what they have been taught. That's the conditioning they get on a daily basis, that George Bush is going to do it for them. The right. Media is going to do it. The federal government's going to. Everyone's going to do it while they sit down and watch their Hollywood movies. And I'm sick of it. But the bottom line, what I know is, these people will realize their potential when more people stop saying that there's nothing you can do, and that's why I get on these Christians. I'm sick of hearing about there's nothing you can do about it. It's been prophesied. I think prophecy is one of the most dangerous, dumbest things you can even be talking about. Prophecy.
Right. Well, you know, on my show, I always have people on that tell you what you can do. You know, and I don't believe in you can't. I believe that there's plenty we can do, starting with being conscious of where we put our money, where we spend it, and where we bank it. If you're banking in a one-world order, multinational bank, they don't care if you protest. They have your money. If you're shopping Walmart, they don't care what you do. They have your money. So, you know, to me, Americans only have that one vote left, and it's their money.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can start with that. You know, I always have answer people on my show. I don't want any depressed people saying it all is lost, there's nothing you can do, because I don't believe in that.
Regarding Walmart, I would say that is true. People need to start, stop shopping. Like, if you know, I hear these things in stores like it's my policy and that's our policy, we've got to do it. Well, people need to start having their own policies. And when someone calls your phone, you have a voicemail that picks up and they push buttons back.
Absolutely. Boycott these scoundrels. They're the ones that are tearing the country to shreds. Stick with
us,
guys.
All right, gentlemen.
All right, thanks for your call, man. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back on True Threats Radio.